This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 223 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Australia Day, the 26th of January 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Brad.
Hey, Andrew. How are you, mate? Welcome.
Good, buddy. Good. Thanks.
Good good intro for the first time.
Thanks, Brad.
Well done. Well done. We've got a cast of 1 million people on Skype. And who do we have on, Andrew?
We have the Milo, we have Jacob,
yes.
Jones, we have Jody Rains,
yes.
We've got Stephen,
yes.
And the amazing Hannah Silver.
Hannah Silver, yes, and she's going to be singing very shortly about your website.
Oh, good, that'll be exciting.
I can't wait, it's going to be so cool. And Steve, hey Steve, what's up, buddy?
Oh, quite busy this week.
You actually pointing.
A lot of driving to do, but I managed to throw together a fairly good show before the Tech Webcast for my own, and of course, planning for your show as well.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Good videos, by the way. I've been watching them ones during the week. They've been good.
Yeah.
Good job. Also got Jacob. Hey, Jacob. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome on, mate. Also got Milo, first time on Tech Webcast. Hey, Milo.
G'day, guys.
How are you, mate?
Good, and happy Australia Day to
you
all
too.
The Aussie listeners.
You too. Happy Australia Day to you all. Molly, give us a quick background on what you do.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a tech junkie. I love technology. I've got iPad 3, iPad 5. I do all my own music on my
iPad 5? I thought the iPad 5's not out yet.
iPad 3, sorry.
Okay.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
I do a lot of... do a lot of my own music on MiloGuy.com.
Cool.
And instrumental sort of Satriani style. Plus a radio show each week on a local community radio. And
oh, nice one.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Cool.
Stuff like that.
Tell us about the radio show you do.
It's a weekly pop rock request show on our local community radio, WFM, here in Nowra, New South Wales, Australia. And
nice.
I've been doing that for the last, since I'm about 18. Off and on, you know, but pretty much every week since the last 6 years.
Wow, good on you, mate. Is that on, that's every week, what day is that?
Friday nights, 7 o'clock. You can go to my website for more details. And
okay, so what's your website, MiloGuy.com?
Yep, that's one.
All right, good stuff. And you also been on the Aussie Tech Heads podcast as well, is that correct?
Yep, I've been there with them, supporting them since about 2006 when they first started.
Good on them. What was the deal last week with their show? The show just gone. They had that really bad audio issue.
I don't know whether it was just their whether it was just Skype or Google Hangouts or something, but they were just getting a lot of echo. So hopefully they'll have that sorted out for next week. But they've been going for a long time, and they're just great guys.
Yeah, there was some sort of buzzing. I don't know what it was, but anyway. Hey, JD, welcome back this week.
Hey, Brad, how
are
you?
What's up? Good, I'm good.
What's up?
Yeah,
we're
what's
great,
up?
My sofa this week.
Bad dog. okay. What else has been happening? Jade, you're going to talk about the new Vine app that came out this week. Pretty cool app.
Yeah, we've got some great news. I just figured you'd want to say hi to Hannah real quick.
Yes, hello, Hannah. Welcome to Tech Webcast. She's probably muted.
Hello, yes, muted, sorry. That took a while. I've got too many optional gestures on my MacBook. Okay. I'm like, okay, three fingers up, three fingers down. Okay, move. No, that's the wrong Skype window. Anyway, I got there.
A finger or two too many.
Got yes. Too many fingers, yeah.
All right, so let's jump into some news, Jade, before we get to Hannah.
Okay, well, I don't know if you guys have tried this or not, but there's a new app that a lot of people have been talking about, and it's called Vine. And it allows you to take a little snippet of video, and originally it was supposed to be able to interface with Facebook, and you could share the video on Facebook. Well, apparently Facebook clarified its platform policies in response to the news that it shut off friend-finding access to Twitter's new video sharing app, Vine. So you can no longer share the videos within hours of Vine's launch. The ability for users to find their Facebook friends and also for using Vine disappeared. So I don't know, have you guys had any experience with Vine yet? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've given it a go.
Yeah, I've tried it as well.
It's yeah, great. Brad and I were doing a bit of it yesterday. It's a pretty good platform. It's really easy, really simple. It reinforces just how important, you know, keep it simple, stupid actually is. And just to weigh in, it's really kind of crazy that Facebook have just killed that access for friend finding. I know it's probably because Vine has competitive components to the Facebook Poke app that came out recently, but you know, you'd think that those huge super companies are big enough not to worry about that sort of petty squabbling.
Yeah, and Andrew, what about your website, mate? That's are you going to be affected by that issue?
Hopefully, Brad. Hopefully we will. Hopefully we'll get to a point where Zafo.com is big enough to be affected by that sort of thing. But right now we're just sort of slowly building up and in beta and mm-hmm. so forth. But look, it's a bit discerning that, you know, when you get to a certain size where you're growing a business, such as Voxer, which we discussed last week, Facebook yep. just decided to switch you off because you're becoming too competitive or potentially competitive with them. It's, you know, it's not yeah. great.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah, and one of the stories actually that we wanted to talk about today has to do with Facebook clarifying its ban on the apps that use the data to replicate the features that they feel are competitive, but also it's interesting, in their perception, what they're looking for are apps that actually share data back to Facebook. So I don't know if you saw that article, Andrew, but...
Yeah, I did, and I thought it was actually a really clever sort of rebuttal from Facebook, because they're sort of saying, yes, we've done this, we've pulled it because these companies have competitive functionalities. But as you said, they're saying, we'll happily share everything with you as long as you've got something of relevance to share back to us. But I think one of the challenges there, though, is, you know, they've got 1 billion people and they've got so many aspects to their platform. You know, when they came out with their Poke app, they did that because they had... was it Snapchat was gaining massive momentum, and they did that. They said they did that in like 9 days because they just were scared of what Snapchat were doing. So anything that you're doing that's really cool, chances are before you have a chance to start sharing back and becoming friends, they probably copied you before that happens anyway. So it's a great angle that they've come out and sort of, from a PR perspective for them, said, you know, we're going to share if you share, and you know, we can both have content going backward and forward. But at the end of the day, unless you've got sort of, you know, a lot of users with something really cool to give back to them, I don't see it.
Yeah, and it even says that it gives developers a tough choice, because you basically have to predict what Facebook might build. You know, it's not even just what they have now, but what they might decide to build.
Yeah, so, and when you think of Vine, no one knew about that a few days ago. It shows just how, you know, NDAs are over in California, and they're kind of mm-hmm. respected. More than you know, I'd say more than you would expect. No one sort of knew this was coming too close to the industry. So how do you know how can you preempt what's coming up around the corner?
Yeah, exactly. Hannah, do you have a view on the Vine app?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm sitting here trying to write a song about Zafo, and I've never even heard of Vine Chat. I don't know what's going on.
Well, at Vine's a video chat. You can record video and stuff. Milo, what about you? Have you heard about this app?
I just saw it in the App Store. Just as you were looking at, so I might have to download it and see what it's like.
All right, Jacob, what's your view on the app?
It's pretty cool. It works for like 6 seconds.
Yeah, 6 seconds. Yeah, you can record for 6 seconds. It's pretty cool. Steve, what's your view on the app?
That's great. I haven't really seen the app, but I have heard the news around it. Its features was taken off Facebook or Twitter or something due to being competition, I think. But yeah. That's all I remember about it.
I don't know. Okay. All right, JD, any, go ahead.
I might just add one really quick thing about Vine as well.
Go ahead.
When you actually download it, it doesn't connect to all of your Twitter friends straight away. You have to actually add them to your feed on Vine, which I think is really poor. So the first time you use it, it's just got all of this sort of random content that's rated high. And the second thing is it has to be unique content that you actually use. So that 6 seconds you can record has to be recorded right now. You can't go into your video library on your iPhone and choose something, which I thought was a bit disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, instead of you can't actually upload it from your phone, can you?
That's right.
That sucks. Jody, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. You think about 6 seconds, it's kind of like your 140 character video. You know, it's rather short. So, but you know, I agree. I think, Andrew, that's very perceptive. You know, the fact that you can't pull up stuff that you've already filmed. You know. Or even take a subsection. I know some of the other apps that I've used, like Cinemagram, where you can make it into a GIF. You can choose what section of the video you want to use. And, you know, I mean, I think it's going to be one of those flash in the pans, really cool for a few days, and then people will forget about it. So,
yep.
Twitter for video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good answer, mate. Good answer. JD, any more questions? Any more news stories?
Yeah, well, it looks like the Facebook graph search is winning awards for creepiness.
Oh, no.
I know it's been rolling out. I just got it recently. Brad, I think you said you got it as well. But some of the strange things you can search for, there's a humorous video in the show notes. But they're looking at things like girls who look like my ex but are nice. Like you can use different search terms to look for things. Some of the ones that they have in this article, I'm not going to read out loud, but you can kind of pick some fairly random things to search by. Have you guys received the graphic search yet, or have you tried it?
I haven't tried it yet. I do have it, but I haven't turned on yet. Andrew, have you got it yet, mate?
No, I sort of did it the first minute I went on the list and they still haven't sent it to me. So I think they're worried about me personally. So I've sort of taken offense
well,
to that.
Facebook,
like I'm going to go searching some crazy thing or something.
Facebook must know me already. Steve, have you got it yet?
Too well.
Yeah, probably. Steve, have you got it?
We're worried about you too.
Steve, have you got it too?
No, I haven't tried it yet, actually. I might.
Would you try it? Have you had it?
So you got to gain access to it
first?
Yeah,
you got to go somewhere and click on apply or something something like that.
I don't know. Maybe I'll apply just try it out.
What about you, Jacob? Would you, if you had it, would you use it?
Not really, because they're kind of like prying eyes, looking over your shoulder, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'm going to turn it on. I'm not going to leave. I'll just leave it alone. Marlo, what about you, mate? Would you use it?
I think I'm too addicted to Google.
Google, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Hannah, I don't think Hannah would use it, I don't think, but we'll ask her later.
I think it's a little creepy, honestly. And here's the thing with Facebook. You know, we haven't really had a good experience with the privacy settings and things constantly changing. This is just another way of being able to pry into things that you like or people that you know. And one of the things, for example, that it can do is if you look at a business page, you can ask what people like the business page, which normally you can't really see. You can see which of your friends like it. But now you can ask who likes a particular page. So it does open up a lot more information that you may not necessarily want people to have access to.
And it's interesting, so, Brad, you just said that you don't want to install it or use it. But I think there's a big privacy question around whether or not your name can come up when other people do searches. I'd love to see a privacy setting where you can actually opt out of being party to search results on there. I don't think that'll happen because that defeats their purpose. But... you know, it's interesting.
Yep.
I have to say, though, Jody, you were saying that the search is kind of creepy, but I remember the first time I looked at Facebook, a friend showed me, and I thought it was the creepiest thing ever. And I was like, oh, my God, I am never joining Facebook. And then, like, you know, 6 months later, of course, there I was. And now I have whatever, how many hundreds of friends, whatever. And I just think that when it comes to social networking on the internet, I think often, actually Twitter, I was really creeped out with Twitter at first as well, but then there I am again on Twitter with however many hundreds of followers. And you just grow accustomed to stuff. So I think that probably now people are going, oh my gosh, this is creepy. But in a year it'll be like, oh, this is normal. This is fine.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think it's still going to be creepy.
We'll come back and ask you again in a year.
Yeah, we just do all the creepy.
What's that, Jacob? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think they shouldn't have made it.
Why is that?
No, because they can even make an ad of you without you even putting stuff on there now.
Wow. That's crazy.
They kind of have to use it because, I mean, look at what Google's doing. Google keep waving around the fact that they've got this Uber search engine in the background and they're connecting that to their Google Plus. Facebook are kind of saying, well, look, we've got personal information. So we've been for the last, 9 years building a content store for Facebook that really they've only just now started to sort of switch on, like all of your likes and things. They haven't really used those heavily until now. And now they're switching on. It's available for us to use that content to search and index it. So this is just the start of what's coming next, I think.
Mm. All right. Jody, any more news stories?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Andrew, by the way. So I don't know if you guys have seen this in your email stream, but I know I have, where you get an email and it's got your friend's name, but the sender was actually an unknown email address. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Since about 1998, yes.
Apparently, there was an attack that exploited a misconfiguration on Facebook, and Facebook says that they fixed it last week. The spammers aren't scraping any new friend information, but they're using previously obtained data to send spam. So what it looks like is, it may look like, Brad, for example, you get an email that appears to be from me, but if you look at the actual address, it's somebody completely different, and it has a link for you to click on. Don't click on the link, okay?
I won't.
It's not from me.
I always check. Yeah, I don't click on any links. Okay, that's good to know, Jody. So just be aware of them emails and don't click on links. Steve, what do you have on them stories? Steve?
Well, the spam from friends. I don't know. I don't use Facebook that much. I probably wouldn't have a problem. But
yeah, exactly.
No, I can't. Lately, I've been trying to use Facebook more. So,
Would you use the graph thing if you had it?
I wouldn't be necessarily afraid to use it, but just to try it out, maybe.
Yeah, true. All right. Jody, any more news things?
Yeah, I'll just throw one more out there. Today, just within the last few hours, it was announced that Apple is no longer the world's most valuable company.
Wow.
I know, it's earth-shattering.
That's crazy.
Can you guess who is?
Android?
Exxon?
No, Steve read this.
Walmart?
Oops, did I cheat? Okay.
Yeah, Steve cheated.
Sorry. Steve, don't cheat.
It's Exxon, actually. You figure how big Exxon is. It's amazing that Apple was even more valuable than Exxon. But unfortunately, the stock's been on the decline since the company's quarterly earnings report on Wednesday suggested that its fast growth phase, which is rare for a company of its size, may be coming to an end. So we'll see. I mean, there's rumors that there's going to be a new iPhone just in time for my contract to expire, I might add. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens with that. And that's the news.
All right. Good news, Jody, as always. Billy's on here today. He's sick, but he'll be back next week. And good reports about him being on the show. Great. People love him being here.
Yep.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So, Andrew, tell us about the giveaway, mate, before we...
Okay. We're going to be having a competition for February between Zarfo.com and Tech Webcast, where you can win yourself an Apple TV. And all you need to do is, we'll be releasing the details, proper details actually, in next week's show.
Yep.
But basically, Zarfo does not have a name or a meaning. So we're going to put the feelers out there to see if someone can come up with a really cool meaning for the word Zarfo.
Okay, cool.
So we'll have a bit more In the next show about that, but that's a competition that'll run for February between Zafo.com and Tech Webcast, and put your thinking caps on, come up with something really funky.
Yep, there you go, there you go. My way, if you haven't got an Apple TV, Matt, that's a good way to win one.
Mm. Yeah, I'd love one.
All right, go ahead, mate, then think away.
I will.
Yep, all right. So, JD, we got Hannah Silver on today. She's a geek. As well.
And she's a geek?
I think she is. She's a geek.
Am I? Yeah, you are. Am I really?
Yes, you are. If you're not a geek, you will be a geek after the show.
Yeah. All right. I can believe that.
So, Hannah, tell us about what you do.
Well, I'm a musician.
Yes.
And I play in a bunch of bands and I record my own music.
Cool.
And I teach piano as well. That's what I do most of my time. But it's been summer holidays. I'm on my last week of summer holidays.
Wow. What do you do? So, how many bands are you playing?
I mostly only regularly gig with one band at the moment called Tin Pan Orange. I don't play with them all the time, just sometimes.
Okay.
And I'm in a few recording acts. Actually, I'm in another band called The Prince of Seagulls, which we're on the verge of releasing our debut album, which is very exciting.
And
she has a creepy doll.
My creepy doll is doing just fine, actually. And for anyone in the chat who wants to know about creepy doll, you can find out about creepy doll at gplus.2/creepydoll. So you know what the hell.
There you go.
And it is creepy, too. I looked at it.
It is very creepy. And just be careful,
Steve. At first,
Steve.
I thought it was a person in a mask or something.
It is, actually, mate, because just be careful, mate. It will come and kill you.
She does like to cut people in their sleep. But the story about it, the doll, is that it's actually a replica of me from when I was 5 years old. My dad had a friend at work who was experimenting with making wax dolls. And so he just gave her a few photos of me and she went and made this doll of me. And, well, the results are kind of creepy.
Wow.
So Creepy Doll has taken on a life of her own.
That's cool.
Does she talk?
She does talk. Milo, do you have any questions for Creepy Doll or Hannah?
No, not really. That's just freaking me out.
All right, Jacob, any questions for Creepy Doll or Hannah?
How long have you had Creepy Doll?
Well, since I was 5, so we're coming up to 25 years. That's how old Creepy Doll is.
And I think Creepy Doll needs a new outfit, by the way, too, Hannah.
Yeah, she has been wearing the same outfit since 1989.
Wow, how do you keep her in pristine condition?
You know what? My dad had to take her to the doll hospital about 2 or 3 years ago. That was his birthday present to me. He fixed up Creepy Doll.
Oh, great.
Because her skin was all broken and her stuffing was all coming out, so had to get her.
You could do a ventriloquist act before you start your live shows.
I could, except her mouth doesn't move. But if you go and you look on the Google Plus page that I mentioned before, I made a video. It was just perfect timing. I was particularly sick last winter, and I lost my voice. And so it was the perfect voice for Creepy Doll. So we went and made a video together, and it freaked. Like, that's the freakiest thing. Yeah.
I got a question for Hannah.
Go ahead, mm-hmm. Steve.
I heard a rumor you might sing for us during the podcast.
Is that true? Well, about 5 minutes before we started the podcast, Brad says to me, "Oh, by the way, Hannah, you're going to sing a song about Zafo." And I'm like, okay. Actually, the thing I haven't asked you yet, Brad, is who's paying me for this endeavor?
Give it the bill. Give the bill to Andrew. He'll pay you.
Yeah, give the bill to me. Hannah's real reaction offline was, "Brad, what the hell is Zafo? Where is it? What?" And I'm like, "Seriously, Brad, we're doing this now?" It's good fun.
It is very good fun. So tell us more, Hannah. What else do you do?
What else do I do? I'm sure there's more things. I collect synthesizers, vintage analog synthesizers.
Cool.
And at the moment, I've sent two off to get serviced, so I'm anxiously awaiting their arrival back. One's a Juno 106, which is from the early 80s, and the other one is a Roland SH5, which is, I think, from about 1975.
Cool.
So I record music at home with my synths, so hopefully when they come back next week, I get to make lots of cool music.
All right, sounds good. So are you ready to sing yet, or do you still need more time?
Give me a couple more minutes. I'll just practice singing this song.
Go ahead.
I've basically got the song. I just need to practice
singing
it. All right,
too easy. All right, I'll talk to Andrew for a minute, and JD will ask some cool questions as well about Tomilo. Andrew, you're doing a couple of reviews for my blog very shortly, mate.
Yeah, I am. I've got a review coming up. If anyone sort of jumps on the Hangout 10, Brad and I had a bit of a race off a while ago. So I've got this whole car set up that my wife actually bought me, which is sort of a racing car thing with that connects up to the Xbox. So I'll be doing a review on that rig console.
Yep.
And I'm also going to be doing a review on the Xbox 360 Foxtel.
Yeah,
so
Foxtel,
basically
yeah.
Australian cable TV that runs through the Xbox 360 unit, which is pretty cool. And it's about half the price of the normal Xbox,
exactly.
Sorry, the normal Foxtel that runs through the set-top box.
And you also, if you do have an Xbox and you live in Australia, you want to get Foxtel, and you actually get 1 month free now. So you want to try it out.
Yeah, that's right. Just Google it. It's not actually on their homepage for Foxtel, but if you Google Xbox 360 1 month free, it'll come up with their little
If you click on go to foxtel.com.au and you click on Discover and then Xbox for the Foxtel, it brings it up. So it's under the Discover tab.
Yeah, so that's a couple of reviews that will be coming out in the next week.
Can't wait. It's going to be good, mate. What else is there? We sent Jacob some stuff to America. Can't wait to hear about that. Jacob, looking forward to that?
Some Vegemite and some Tim Tams and things like that down to Jacob and Casey, if you're listening in.
Yep, can't wait for them guys to get their teeth around.
Where's
that?
My package? I didn't get a package.
Okay, next time, Jody, we will send you some stuff.
Hey,
no Vegemite from me.
No Vegemite?
No, I'm going to try it. What is it?
It's a spread you put on bread.
If there's any day we can talk about Vegemite, Brad, it's Australia Day.
Exactly. Today is a good time to talk about Vegemite.
There you go. So it's Vegemite's basically the Australian spread. So it's kind of like the peanut butter and jelly of the USA. It's just this black spread that you spread on bread. It's full of vitamin B. It actually comes from the bottom of a barrel of beer.
Seriously?
And we eat that stuff like there's no tomorrow.
Mm,
it's really sharp, bitter sort of taste, and you grow up with it.
Yeah, but you don't put a lot on, though. You don't put a lot on. You just put like a little bit on and spread it.
So if you want to Google Vegemite toast, it'll come up there. And,
yep.
Yeah,
Do you put anything with it, like jelly? No, never.
We put a bit of butter with it. We put butter or margarine, that goes down. And then you put your Vegemite over the top.
Or you can even put cheese on as well.
Yeah, a bit of cheese, that's it.
Mm.
Do you toast it?
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what about you, Marlo? What's your view on Vegemite?
I prefer peanut butter, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think Vegemite is a quiet taste.
Yeah, I agree. And do you think Jacob would like the Vegemite, Marlon?
Yeah, I reckon.
You reckon?
He can have a go at it.
Yeah, I reckon. I agree. I reckon he might like it, but he may be sick after it.
Yeah, you gotta try it in stages, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe not drive afterwards.
What's that? What's that, mate?
Maybe not drive afterwards.
No, he doesn't drive. He doesn't drive, so he doesn't.
Don't drive? Seriously?
I don't know why he said that.
I could drive my mom crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, because you said it's from the bottom of a beer barrel, so...
It doesn't get you drunk or anything, does it?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. There's no alcohol in it.
Just stirring you.
I'm not sure why Andrew said it was coming from the bottle of a beer.
It is. It actually comes from they scrape it out of a beer thing. That's unless I'm completely wrong. But if we sort of have a look at Google, I'm sure someone's already Googling it and we'll hear about it. But yeah, that's where it comes from.
Exactly. What about you, Steve? What's your view on this?
I like the song. I don't know if I'd like the sandwich, but we'll see.
We should send you some too.
Yeah, that'll be
All right. Let's check in with Hannah and see if he's ready. Hannah, are you ready yet? Lisa. He's playing out.
Yes, Jody, your phone is ringing.
Was that the Vegemite song?
Yep.
Yeah, it was actually.
Actually,
people are going to see me sue us now for that.
But I do have an interesting piece of trivia.
Go ahead.
My boyfriend owns an audio console. It's this massive old MCI for anyone who's a audio nerd of analog vintage gear. Anyway, it is the desk that Men at Work recorded that song on.
Oh, no way. Wow, that's fantastic.
That is cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
We were using it yesterday to record some guitar for, I've got a new EP coming out, hopefully in about a month or so.
That's very cool. So,
yeah.
Take any photos of it?
Hey?
Did you take any photos of it?
Yeah, there's a photo on my profile I posted, yes.
I'll check it out.
G+.
Very cool. Okay, Hannah, so you're going to sing for us?
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
All right.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Ready to roll.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
I hope you like it.
We will.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to record it at the same time.
And so if Jake doesn't like it, he can jump off the roof.
All right, here we go. Zafer, Zafer, it's video group chat, and you can join communities like Wayne's Racing Tips. What does Zafer mean? Nobody knows. Do you know? I think they're running a competition for it because no one knows. Zafer, Zafer, it's Z-A-R-F-O, in case you were wondering, because I didn't know how to spell it either. What does Zafo mean? I don't know, but there's also a community for motorcycle accessories, and also if you're a Capricorn. Zafo, Zafo, you can broadcast anything. You don't even have to install any programs. It's all in your browser, Zafo, Zafo.
Yay.
Very good. Very good.
That was awesome.
Remember, you've seen this live.
That was great. That is unique content by Hannah Silver, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic.
Amazing. Yes, indeed.
I'd like to publicly announce that this is the last piece of advertising I do for free.
There you go. That was fantastic.
I'm happy to help out a starting business.
Fantastic. That was great. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you, Hannah. That was very cool. So what did you think of the Zafo website, Hannah? Are you going to use it?
I thought, gosh, if I'm going to go in and endorse something, I better go and have a look at it. So I signed up for it. And, I mean, it's obviously in its very early stages of its life. It's still in beta mode.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's looking good. And I just like the way the page looks. I like the interface. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'll definitely be giving it a go and invite a few friends to come try it. And it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
great. You did that all in 5 minutes? That's awesome.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Yeah, thanks for the feedback there, Hannah. As you said, it is in beta, so we're still in that sort of early testing and trying to work things out mode, but appreciate your support.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. Now, Steve, have you seen Zafo? What do you think of Zafo?
Oh, you know what? I just haven't had time, I am going to check it out.
Okay, what about you, Mo? Have you tried it yet, mate?
Just looking at the website now, and I think it would be great to save on all the typing that you normally do with chats.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You use Google Plus at all?
I haven't really got into it yet, but I will eventually.
Okay. All right. That's a good answer. And Jacob, you'll use it?
Yes, I do. It's pretty good.
What needs to be improved?
The video.
Video, I agree. Okay.
Video and sound.
Okay, Hannah, so where can they get you on Twitter and stuff? Can they follow you on Twitter and Google Plus?
Yes, I'm everywhere. Okay, let's find. Okay, so first, basically, if you Google me, you should find me. The only important thing is that my name, Hannah, has no H on the end. So if you Google me, H-A-N-N-A, and then silver like the color, I'm everywhere. I'm like a disease. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Google Plus. Yep. I'm on Tumblr, but I haven't done really much with that lately. What else is there? Oh, of course, YouTube. YouTube is the most important one. If you want to, you could probably find me with Googling me on YouTube, but just in case you want it even easier than that, if you go to youtube.com/AstroBic, just to be difficult and keep the name that I've been using since I was 14, it's like Astro Boy, except it's AstroBic because my handle back when we started with like MIRC and ICQ, my handle was Biscuit. So, wow. And a friend of mine said, hey, you should make your name AstroBic like Astro Boy, but it's Astro. Yeah, so you get. So that's
yeah. Cool. Very cool.
If you want to hear Hannah Silver's SoundCloud, she's got a whole heap of her other jingles that are up on there. And I listened to them during the week and they were fantastic. That's just soundcloud.com/Hannah-Silver.
That's yes. The one. And,
but if you actually, yeah. Again, just to be confusing, if you do that exact URL but leave out the hyphen, so just Hannah Silver, all one name, that's my other SoundCloud account, which is just my regular music that's not people's theme songs.
Okay, cool. Jodie, what do you think about Hannah's music?
I think that it's amazing, Hannah, but we gave you like no time and no warning. And not only did you write the lyrics, you put something together. I was sitting here giggling. Really, yes, really adorable. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people who hopefully will listen and find their way to your door. And thank you for doing that and for being such a good sport.
Yes, no worries. Appreciate it. Thank you, Hannah, for being on. Go ahead,
absolutely,
Andrew.
And there's one on SoundCloud too for Tech Webcast theme song, which is really quite good as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. It's great song, that one. Maybe you can make one for Chatterbox Live one day, maybe. Hannah.
That was her last
chat. One day. Okay, what about you, Milo? Where can I get you at?
Just go to my website, www.miloguy.com.
All right, mate.
And all my details, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the whole lot's on there.
Okay, Milo, is that because you love Milo?
Yeah.
You drink it every
day? MiloGuy.com, all one word.
Okay, Milo, does that mean you like Milo?
Yeah.
Cool, man. All right, Jacob.
I was born with Milo.
Okay, cool. Good on you.
That's an Australian version of Ovaltine, basically.
Ovaltine, yeah. Jacob, where can I get you at, mate?
You can find me on Twitter, jazzbot32669 1z.
Okay, me, Brad, I was on the Tech Webcast. Jody?
You can find me on Twitter as sunswept. Find me all the regular places as Jody Rains or my website, which is webmarcom.net.
Wicked. Andrew?
Yep. Facebook.com/AriFromOz, AriFromOz. Basically, if you Google that, you'll find me at all the regular places, as Jody said. Twitter is @AriFromOz.
Okay, Steve?
You can find me, of course, on justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude on Twitter as Chatterbox_Live.
All right. You want to say before we go, Jody, any more things? Last words?
Last words, happy Australia Day.
You too, happy Australia Day, Steve. Make sure you have a VB, mate, okay?
Okay.
And can I say,
you have on the show, how's that?
Well, you should have. Go ahead, Milo, what are you going to say?
No, I just wanted to say thank you guys for having me.
No problem, buddy.
Avid listening to you guys as well.
Really?
And hope to be a semi-regular.
Yeah, sure, mate, come back any time. If you want to come on down then, you're more welcome to. And, yeah, it's good to have different people on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Milo, and thank you to Jacob, Andrew, Steve, Hannah. You're a legend, Hannah. You rock, and thanks for all the music you do.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest-running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace.